Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and in consistent prayer that you are receiving more inspiration, motivation, insight, and will, strength of will and determination to dig deep within yourself, to reach the heights of yourself, and to really initiate a day-to-day due diligence in clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, so that you are completely regenerated, rejuvenated, reborn, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth that you are this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, which is the message that I consistently exalt over time, because all of the issues that we deal with in terms of the economics, the politics, the economy, and all of that, all of those issues are temporary. They are issues only relating to how we are oriented in terms of society and culture. But as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, there will come a day that is rapidly approaching for most, where we will have to leave the planet. And we should not be leaving as dead people. And because leaving the planet is destiny for everybody, the way that we live on a day-to-day basis is laying foundation for how we leave, whether we're leaving through the doors of sickness, illness, disease, degradation, suicide, homicide, genocide, or whether we have successfully navigated ourselves upon the planet and Earth residency, really rising to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in being is, and to have successfully been committed to the purposes in being, in self-mastery, self-controlling, self-actualizing, self-realizing, and being harmonized within the will of existence and the laws of existence that give us the leverage over this world conquering rampage to make sure that we're divided and conquered within every fiber of our own beings, within the very cells of ourselves. And so for those of you who would care to be attuned to this frequency from midnight to 6 and then Thursdays from midnight to 3, I want you to know that you are some of the most powerful spirits on the planet, which is why you are drawn to this quality and this kind of thought and programming, and that you don't mind being challenged to rise. You don't mind being reminded that you should be exalting a full life's urge. You should do everything that is within your own power to reclaim your power in walking in the fullness of the integrity of your own authenticity and your authority as this point of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. Because there is that which is harmonizing. You understand? We're dealing with a planetary issue, a global issue of depopulation and genocide and divisiveness. So it's not a black issue. It's an intelligence issue. It's a life issue. It's a qualification for continuance in existence issue for everybody. And we all need to be fully participatory in exalting that full life's urge and doing what is required in order for us to gain the degrees of insight and intuition and opening up the doors of our own faculties and the gifts that we have been given by the intelligence of existence to exalt that which is the truth of our being as intelligences of existence. And we are able to be centered in life, to be centered upon this planet in the realization that we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and there is nowhere we can go where it is not. It is never absent. It is always present. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. It is that which is everywhere. So there's so much more than the air that we're taking in, and we need to breathe fully with the attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness in just being, and to realize that our blessings are not based upon how much money we've accumulated and how much investment we've done in stocks and companies and this and that, but being in a place where we are able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, in our exalting a full life's urge, in being completely cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are truly accepting the gifts that are ours, so that we're able to be the ones that we are in our now moment, to rise to the challenges of doing that which need be done for the reorientation, the realignment, and the reestablishment of order and law and love and wisdom and truth and peace, and being poised in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that everything that we do is reflective of our being consistent with that absolute and supreme intelligence. And intelligence does not kill itself, nor does it kill its children, nor does it create industries and whatnot that undermine the earth, Mother Nature, and her creatures. We are in a place and space where it is time for our resurrection. It is time for us to really accept duty, obligation, and responsibility to respond correctly and directly in our now moment towards being under siege, to understand that a government that licenses, certifies, and degrees ones to be able to practice sickness, illness, disease, death, and undermining the wellness of the populace is a government and nation and people who will soon cease to exist. There is no way that you can be continued in existence where you have no commitment to the laws that govern you, where you have no commitment to life, and where your commitments towards profit and money is greater than your commitment to service, your commitment to be who you are as a man, the progenitor of lineages, and who we are as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. It is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be exalting life all the time. There is no way we can be excused of cosmic duty and to be absolved of the trust that we were given by our absolute and supreme intelligence that is the mother, father of us all, to be in a place where we are so faithless that we would generate a livelihood, generate income from perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, death, body parts exchange, murder, mayhem, and all of this garbage and distraction and dysfunction and degradation that is so rampant upon the place, which is the evidence of being completely lawless. Either not knowing the laws, ignoring the laws, not caring to be lawful. And so the only leverage we can have is when we stop following those who have led us astray, stop following and eating like those who have lost their way. To be in a place where we have an understanding and an understanding that our proper alignment and orientation with that intelligence that allows us to stand is the right movement to make. You understand? Aligning with the intelligence of existence, standing on behalf of life itself, functioning in the light of the truth of the all that you are as supreme intelligence personified. And we can't get that quality of insight and intuition and wisdom and whatnot to understand what to do in our now moment to, one, reverse these issues of sickness, illness, disease, and death. See, how much money we have is neither here nor there, when whatever money you have, you're having to spend it trying to regain your health. And being in a place and space where we feel entitled to be undermining ourselves, that we don't mind being enslaved to a bastardized palate where we are lusting for that which has no life, has no substance, have nothing that the body needs, but we spend so much of our currency, our paper currency, on those things in terms of the sugar products, the alcoholic beverages, the tobacco products, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the ice cream, the pizzas, the cheese, the breads, and all of these things that create mucus and mucus and more mucus and more acidity and holes, the toxins, the chemicals, the preservatives, the BHA, the BHT, the potassium metasulfites, and all of these things, the nitrates and the nitrites and whatnot. And nobody has properly made an assessment as to what the contraindication of all of these chemicals do in your bloodstream. But this is why we are seeing so much detriment, so much depression, so much Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis and all these neurological diseases and whatnot. We have more sickness, more illness, and more disease than ever before, in spite of the reality that we have more educated, more degreed people, more professional people, more of all of that. We have more obesity, more disease, and more degradation. And so our responsibility is to regain our lost light. And we can't do that if we are not conscious and conscientious and caring enough to be very mindful about what it is we're consuming, and to understand that anything we're consuming and the reason why we're consuming is to create a certain quality of blood, because it is in the quality of blood that lays foundation for the quality of choices, the ability to think. And that's why the temples of God are under siege. This is why the methodology of oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So no matter how much education you have, how much money you have, what you've gained, what you've learned, how many times you've been around the world and the cultures you've studied and how many languages you speak and all of this, none of it really matters if you don't know how to feed yourself. You don't know how to promote optimum cellular functioning. It matters if you have not come to that point and place where you have a desire to exalt a full life's urge. This is how we get leverage in a system of disease, creating fear, inhibition, trepidation. You understand, where people feel afraid to do the right thing and become so easily led to do that which should not be done, that which creates pain and suffering and violation and separation and divorce and all of these things. We have to come to that place to have an understanding and understanding that our purpose in being is to be shaped by the hands of angels of light, to really master the quality of virtues that create the character that is consistent with who we are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, who we are as sons, S-U-N-S, of that which we refer to as God, which I prefer to refer to as the intelligence of existence, the absolute and supreme intelligence, the cosmic I am, the supreme being directly that has gifted so much of itself to each and every one of us, regardless of what hue of people we are, regardless of what quadrant of the galaxy we touch down upon the earth from. We are all obligated by virtue of each and every breath and every beat of our hearts to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to have a care and a conscientiousness to add to the blessedness of this life, to develop ourselves so that we are able to involve and call forth the strength of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, our physical family as well as our spiritual inheritance. And where we don't care to do that which is in our best interest, where we do not care to be able to be successful in becoming who we are, where we are not properly oriented in terms of the effort that should be made on a daily basis to be ordered by virtue of there being laws that govern us, and to be in love with those laws because those laws are that which ensure our progression. The lawfulness is what ensures our grace and our protection. The lawfulness is what puts us in a position where we are able to become fully integritous, where we do not do that which need not be done, that we are able to perfect ourselves, because that is the work. And the perfection of ourselves does not necessarily mean that you are not in error in terms of your judgment or choices at some point in time, but it means that you are able to use every situation and circumstances that you've created as growth medium and material, that you are always exalting a full care to become more of the divine one that you are as a child of that which we refer to as God. And for those who would claim to be atheists and whatnot, you still have duty, obligation, and responsibility to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern existence itself, so that you are not creating sickness, illness, and disease, where you are not indulging your palate in the taste for the flesh and blood of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all of this stuff. See, this is the problem that we're dealing with, in that we have a government that is made up of human beings who are either male or female, regardless of what hues they are, you understand, who are not properly oriented in terms of what the purpose in existence upon the planet is. You understand? And then they have an agenda that is different from exalting a full life's urge. Their agenda is not about facilitating that which creates and ensures the progressive unfoldment of the population. When your government is in bed with private enterprise and other ones who would prefer to poison the food industry, who would prefer to have scientists and have government administrators dictating to you what you can and cannot do with your children, that you have to have permission from these ones to be able to feed your children that which is fruit and vegetation, or they're mandating that you have all of these shots done with your children, that you are injecting your children with all of this poison. They cannot have that kind of power and be all right when they have no real alignment with Mother Nature and Mother Earth and that which is light, because if they did, there would be no necessity to mandate vaccinations and inoculations and whatnot. And we must come to understand that this is a part of the ploy of depopulation, that America is not only a racist place, you understand, in terms of having racism or the common thought that those of us who are of deeper hues, melanin-dominated people, are not as human as them. You understand? So that the deck is stacked against us. But understand that when we feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, when we have rotting pigs and rotting cows and rotting this and rotting that in our systems, we are dysfunctioning. And this is the thing that most of those ones who came forward as scholars and doctor this one and doctor that one and doctor the other one, you understand, in the academia world, you understand, they did not call forward and see that what is really happening with us is that we cannot afford to eat the way that Europeans eat as a melanin-dominated people. It doesn't do us good. It doesn't do them good either. It is in nobody's best interest to feed off the flesh of dead animals. It poisons the blood. Everybody's body functions harmoniously with life itself, but every cell, all of our cells require water. They require oxygenation. They require minerals. You understand that we are light beings and we should be in a place where we are exalting light, that we are vehicles and vessels of light. And the light is the wisdom of the Creator. The light is the way of the Creator. The light allows us to perceive that which is going to create greater harmony and peace and health and wealth and joy and delight. Not sickness, illness, disease, and death. A healthy people do not create sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so it's necessary for us to really have an understanding and an understanding that we're dealing with a population, a society that is sick. And those who are governing are sick. You understand? And this is why they have such sickness that is being promoted as legislation. And there should be those of us who have an understanding and understanding that by virtue of the will of existence itself, by virtue of the laws of existence itself, that we as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence cannot be licensed, certified, or degreed to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. There should be no way within the earth, upon the earth, beyond the earth, within the hells of the heavens, that there should be companies of people who make sure that poison is being distributed on every corner across and or down the street from every church, and then have other ones who are advertising and whatnot to make us think that poisoning ourselves is chic, that it is the best thing to do, that it's what is bringing greater peace and all of these memories of happy feelings and whatnot from our family reunions and our birthdays. But feeding off the flesh of violated beings as happy meals is cancer. It is heart disease. It is leukemia. It is diabetes. Understand this. This is one of the reasons why they feel like you have to have all of these vaccinations, because they are feeding you the rotting flesh of decaying carcasses. And they know that those carcasses are filled with all kinds of pathogens. And so the people who feed you death are not your friends. And when you feed off of death and you feel entitled to be feeding off of death and dead things and that which has no substance whatsoever, and then you turn around and talk about its comfort. Comfort in dying is no comfort at all, in truth. Then understand, you are your own worst enemy. There is nobody that can do for you what you're not willing to do for yourself. So even if you had somebody who had sense enough in the government and legislation to stop allowing us to be fed the flesh of dead animals, you all would be the first ones to raise up and say, oh, you can't take our meat from us. Oh, you can't take the alcohol from us. Oh, you can't take the sugar from us. Oh, you can't close down these companies. Oh, where are we going to work? I'm just saying, you all would be in a tizzy about the demise of the death industries. You love it so much. And then complain about your suffering, your pain, your disdain, your depression. And then you take drugs. And you allow your children to be drugged. And these are the things that we have to stop in order to be completely cleared and cleansed, so that we are restored. We have the renewing of our mind because we have the clearing and the cleansing and the reconstitution of our blood. And because our spirits are literally charged on the blood, the life is in the blood. You understand? Our spirits are charged on our blood. So in order for us to have a greater quality of life, we have to create a greater quality of blood, a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, a bloodstream that does not have the pus and mucus of cows and artificial colors, artificial flavor, nitrates and nitrites and antibiotics and hormones and artificial colors and artificial flavors and all of these chemicals and whatnot, a bloodstream that runs like water. You understand, where your spirit is light and you have the clarity of mind, because the quality of your blood lays foundation for the quality of your thought, and the quality of your thought lays foundation for the quality of your choices, and the quality of your choices lay foundation for the quality of your character, which really affects the way that you are functioning or not as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And coming to that point in place where you are able to look at what it is you've been doing, what it is you've been socialized to do, and most of us have received very similar socialization in terms of being fed hot dogs and hamburgers and bologna sandwiches and white bread and cheese and pizza and eggs and hogshead cheese and lamb chops and goat and oxtails and turkey necks and chicken gizzards and all of this stuff. I'm just saying is that we have an accumulation of chemicals that are now saturating our brains. And people will be so concerned about the calcification of the pineal gland. The pineal gland is just one part of your whole being. You should be concerned about the whole being. You understand? If you are concerned about the functioning of your pineal gland, then cleanse your whole being. But it's something that we have to do daily. You understand? You never ask, how long do I have to brush my teeth? Well, how long will I have to bathe? Well, when will my toothpaste run out? How long will the soap last me? You understand? You never ask. You don't ask how long the roll of toilet paper is going to last you. You understand? So when I'm talking to people and I'm giving you what is necessary in order to really be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, just do it daily because we have been poisoned over decades. And what you do daily is going to lay foundation for your results, not what you do every now and again. Not what you did years ago. Well, I used to be vegetarian. And how long were you vegetarian? Well, I was only vegetarian for about 3 years. I said, but you didn't do the cleansing. So you never really got the benefit. We're in a now moment where we have no wiggle room. You understand? We cannot be out of order. We do not have 5 years to be indecisive about whether we want to live or not. Where you do not make a decision to live and to thrive and to cleanse, then you have already made a decision to be consistently and continuously on this cataclysmic ride with demise, and you are creating disease. And where you have been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, flour, fish, sugar, and all of this stuff, and these chemicals, and this ramen noodles, and all of these preservatives, and all of this stuff, then know that the disease is already established in you. You understand? It takes a long time for these people to figure stuff out. You understand? A lot of times they never find anything unless they're looking for it. It has to slap them in the face. You understand? You got to have the tumor, you know, so big that it cannot be ignored before they can realize it. But it takes these cells 20 years of becoming more and more acidic before they begin to mass to the degree to which they can be truly discovered. And then by this time, you talk to the doctors and then they fill you with fear. And then your fear permeates and penetrates every atom and every cell of your being. So even though you may know certain things, your faith is still what is going to lay foundation for your results. I'm here to encourage you to know that you are here to live, and to live in love and laughter and truth and beauty and wisdom and integrity and high ethic and morality, that you are here to represent the legacy of the lineages that you represent, that you are here to serve the purposes of existence in exalting a full life's urge. You are here to serve life itself, not to be complicit and complacent with your own annihilation, subjugation, domination, violation, you understand, bastardization, usurpation, devastation, sickness, illness, disease, and death. That is the devil's way. We were told to be in the world and not of it. And to understand that the world is that which the governments and the religions and the corporate entities and deities of death have created, a mental sphere that constitutes the world. But the earth herself and everything within it, upon it, and beyond it is completely held by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all so absolutely and divinely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And now is our time to give the glory unto that which beats our heart and that which breathes us, and take your attention from those who are so minimally minded that the greatest thought they can think of is to kill everybody. These people do not deserve your support. You're in a now moment of eternity where you have the opportunity to be attuned to Monday Night Watch and the voice of resurrection. This is Adama. Good evening. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones that try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, I am so grateful for you. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I have been producing and hosting this program for the last 16 years. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really take some time and get real still about just in our being directly. There, it was said, be still and know that I am God. And we seem to find ourselves busier and busier and busier. And with all of the busyness, one often forgets that there is power in the moment of being in that realization of dwelling in an eternal now moment. For we are completely and absolutely immersed in the infinity of existence itself. And the earth, as big as she is as small as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is as existence itself. And so anytime I come to the airwaves, I am the one who is consistently and continuously exalting the absolute reality that is absolute regardless of what we choose to see, what we choose to ignore, what we choose to accept, and what we choose to ask for, to pray for, and whatnot. The fact that we each are so gifted and so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, and to know that man is not the one who beats your heart. Man did not design you. Man has put you in a position where you and so many others all around the world are completely distracted from realizing that there is purpose in existence. And the purpose in existence is not to just do whatever the hell you want to do, the way you want to do it. And dang gone anybody who gets in the way of that. And the absolute reality of the earth being just one speck in the presence and completely animated, held in flotation and rotation by this absolute and cosmic entity that is absolute and supreme, ever present, ever pervasive, filling all spaces, so that you and I and all else should be exceedingly, extremely happy for the blessedness of just being. And when we are not able to get quiet and get still and be appreciative and be grateful for the blessedness in your being, then understand that that's part of our world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide to have us distracted from the purpose in existence, in knowing that Earth, Mother Nature, this realm that is completely held and governed by spiritual laws and eternal laws. Though we are in a physical realm and a material place, we're in a now moment that requires us to understand that we came to the earth. We did not come up out the earth. And when it comes time to leave this planet, we should not be leaving this planet as dead people. And the lie that has been perpetuated all over this place is that we're supposed to be dying from something. And the whole world is under the influence of this lie. And as I have traveled, to Northeast Africa for these last 5 weeks, I have had the opportunity to see where the lie has really started and emanated from. And I've had the opportunity to dwell with those who have come to realize so much of the truth and made decision to align themselves with that which had been revealed to them. And we're in a now moment where we have to realize that because there is absolute law that governs existence, that there are no governments, there are no people, there are no places, there are no realms, there are no worlds who are absolved of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be harmonized within the very laws that govern existence itself. And on behalf of all of those that we have come through, all of those who've come to the planet and left, in whatever condition and state of affairs they were in, on behalf of our ancients who are still listening for us, vying for us, rooting for us, so that we are able to be cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are able to stand as a resurrected humanity. And where you do not have that kind of objective for yourself, to honor and to be a glory unto life itself and to the lineages that you represent, then I guarantee you, you will miss your prosperity. And you will miss your wealth. And you will miss the fullness of what you could have accessed had you just taken the time to get clear about what the purpose in being here is. And we will never have any excuse as to what they didn't do and what they didn't give and what they did do that absolves us of our responsibility to dig deep within the depths of ourselves, to knock, to ask, to seek, to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole bodies, hearts, minds, spirits, and souls in a complete line of alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. And that is the work. That as we are maturing, many people, we did everything they said to do. We went to school. We got our degrees. We went to church. We exalt Jesus. We exalt Allah. We exalt Jah. We exalt Yah. We exalt all these ones. But exalting a full, wholehearted love for life itself, for that which is life, is beyond the individual ones who may have laid foundation for it in terms of those who've created the heavens and the earth, because existence is so far beyond just the earth and her heavens. It is infinite. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is beginningless. Timeless. And so as I have had the opportunity to walk those lands that were said to be holy lands, I have seen that the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death have planted themselves everywhere, and everyone is under the spell of these entities and these deities that have usurped the rights of all beings to have the right to the fullness of themselves. And we think the right to be in pleasure, the right to be celebrating our lives through exalting our free will to choose death, is freedom. And so many people are busy, busy, busy. They're busy. They're running here. They're running there. They're doing this. They're doing that. And the obesity and the high blood pressure and the cancer and all of those things that are all over here, they're all over there too. And everywhere in between. And so those of us who are here, it is our time and our turn to get real clear about life itself and the gift that it is. And wherever you are, if you are in the mindset, mind space where you are able to realize, where the real eye in you is truly seeing, so that you have a depth of care to self-actualize based upon seeing the reality of the all there is as existence itself, and know that because we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that our lives should reflect on a daily basis our commitments to being absolutely and supremely intelligent. Because this is the way that we access the truth of ourselves, the wealth of ourselves. This is how we are harmonized with the will of existence, and have the opportunity to be saved from the foolishness, to be saved from the lies, to be salvaged and delivered from that which is the inconsistency, the contradiction and hypocrisy that dwells everywhere. And in this now moment, being good is not good enough, because good people are dying every day prematurely without ever having lived in the fullness of who and what they truly are and were. And if you get nothing else from me, and if you hear my voice never again, then understand I was the one, I am the one who is calling you to rise on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, and to know that there is no success upon this planet, within this planet, or beyond this planet for anything else to have fullness of success, because there is only one success, and that is the continued ever expansion of the intelligence of existence and the glory of the victory and the triumph of its will and its ways and its laws. And those of us who would be wise enough to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being whole and not just holy, then we have leverage. And the leverage, if we would be so willing, would provide us the opportunity to come to power, because the light has the right to rule in this place. And in this now moment, if you're hearing me, then you are not only one of the chosen, but you are one who has duty, obligation, and responsibility to choose. To choose life. To choose radiance. To choose brilliance. To choose the clearing, the cleansing, the purification. To be in a place and space where you are doing your daily due diligence in consecrating your body temple through purification so that the true spirit of the living God, that is the fullness of who we have the opportunity to participate and become harmonized and one with, so that it can be completely re-enthroned in its temples as our absolute reality. As we apply ourselves to being harmonized within the will of existence, as we apply ourselves towards being continued in existence, as we apply ourselves towards being in harmony with the direct line of light, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our soul, then understand that there is nothing that man has created, from his chemtrails to all of the poisoned stuff that he has created throughout this place, that will have a greater power and leverage than the power of love that would be imprinted and radiating from every fiber of our being. And to know that love is consistent with the laws that govern existence, and it is in truth the fulfillment of the law. Everything that we see with these physical eyes is the evidence of the love of the will, the love of the light, the love of the intelligence, the love of the absolute and supreme being, the cosmic I Am, and its administering intelligences who create, maintain, and sustain worlds and realms. Everything that we see that is not man-made. And the evidence of the intelligence that allows man and woman and mankind and humanity to create based upon there being a need for that, based upon them being completely intelligent, based upon them being able to envision and to imagine and to create and to materialize that which was in the realm of their ideas. We have so much available to us that to throw ourselves away is an abomination. To rejoice in our right to be wrong and to feel as though having freedom to be out of alignment with the will of existence and the laws of existence is the evidence of following the lies. And where you would accept that your progression has to be slow because it's a process, then understand that the process that you're already in, where you have failed to make these life-exalting, intelligent decisions to be in the integrity of the all that you are, is this living, loving, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then know that the process that is already in effect is the process of death. And I'm the one to remind you that wherever you are in this now moment, when every atom and every cell of your being is intensely infused with your intensity of intention to be completely cleared and cleansed, to be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, revitalized, and made whole, you get what you apply yourself to. You get what you ask for. The law is in full effect. And this is the power that we have in this now moment. The power that we have to change the frequency and energy of our lives, to change what it is we're seeing, what it is we've created. But we have to do the spiritual work of realigning ourselves with the intelligence of existence, realigning ourselves in the truth that we are intelligent beings, and being intelligent means that you will do nothing to undermine yourselves or yourselves. And as soon as you hear that that which you have been doing is not in your best interest and it is not good for you, then you have the will and you have the power to stop, to repent and go sin no more. We have the opportunity to stop on a dime and change direction. But you have to want it. Nobody can give you more than what you've already received as the blessedness of life itself. There's nothing that you can work for, earn, beg, borrow, or steal that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. There is no glory that you will ever have by just being remembered because you paid your bills on time and your credit rating was, your credit score was 740 or more. You understand? The glory in being is being a glory unto life itself, loving fully, being cooperative and collaborative in the exaltation of a fallen humanity, being the vehicles and vessels of the hands of God and Goddess. You understand? So that we are doing what it is we are here to do, because we are not here to serve the forces of capitalism and degradation and democracy and all of these things that have allowed themselves to be spread everywhere. And people are raising up without understanding what the resurrection actually is. Striving to just have control in their daily lives, so that sickness, illness, and disease are not robbing them of the beauty, the bounty, the abundance, the sacredness, the enjoyment, the pleasure, the delight, and the joy of life itself, and love itself, and family itself, and community itself. And we all have this now moment, and it's always a now moment of eternity, because we're immersed in it. But having accepted death, this is a program. And by the time you complete 7 cycles of 7 years, so that by 49, if you have not completely committed yourself to life and being a vehicle and vessel of love and light and wisdom and truth, then the rest of your life is not going to be as wonderful as it could have possibly been had you had wisdom enough to make those commitments prior to ending 7 cycles of 7 years of feeling entitled to be out of alignment with the will of existence and the ways of existence and the laws of existence and the path of becoming harmonized with it, with the all that is. We're in a now moment that the children and the babies, and those that we didn't allow to come, those who came and could not be maintained and sustained here because mom and dad, mother and father, mommy and daddy, however, were not healthy enough, did not have enough vital life force generated to conceive and then ensure the progression of the development of that seed. We are in a now moment where we must understand that there is nothing in materiality that is greater than the people and the animals and life itself and the order. And as a result of us being in violation of it, then Mother Earth and Mother Nature are having to shift. And those of us who will not come to the point and place where they are willing to make the commitments to living, the commitments to light, the commitment to life, the commitment to being, and to being who they are as the vehicles and vessels of love and light, then they will not have the benefit of having made that choice. But that is the correct choice. That is what makes sense under a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, because there are no forces of divisiveness, no forces of the entities and deities of death that are greater than life itself, or the laws that govern us, or the progression, or the fulfillment. That there is nothing and no one who can destroy life itself and the intelligences of existence that are working on behalf of the resurrection of humanity and the harmonization of Mother Earth and the reorientation of our being on the planet to serve the purposes of our consistent soulful evolutionary development and transqualification, so that we are leaving here as living beings consistently and completely aware of the gift that we have already been given as immortality. But if you believe that you have to die from something, then you most certainly will. And if you're the one who keeps talking about having accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that is you think is enough that you'd have eternal life, and you're still feeding off of the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, refined sugars, and all of this garbage that are the tools of oppression, and the cigarettes and the tobacco and the alcohol and whatnot, which are the weapons of mass destruction, then you're delusional to think that you will have eternal life killing yourself. And if it's an eternal death, is that going to give the same glory as one who applied themselves wholeheartedly towards being in the harmony of the whole of existence and walking as a whole being directly? And I am the one to exalt that the reality that we are always in sacred space because we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all pervasive, and it fills all spaces, and it hears everything, and it sees through every eye. And there are no objectives, and there are no missions and no mission statements and no dreams that are greater than the fulfillment of the will of existence. And to know that the fulfillment is not just the Armageddon, the fulfillment is not the death and the dying, the fulfillment is the rise and the resurrection, the reorientation and the realignment, the fulfillment is the new earth and the new humanity, the fulfillment is the harmony with the whole of existence itself, which is far beyond the earth and her heavens. But being in a place in space where we are securing destiny and realizing that destiny is off the planet, no matter how long we're on the planet, our planetary residence is school for us. And as we care to graduate the class of Earth residency with flying colors, as we care to do the work of forgiving, releasing, letting go, committing, consecrating, purifying, as we do that, then we get the benefit of having done it. And those who won't will not. And those who feel as though that their success in life is because they're successful capitalists, without them having been successful in fulfilling the purpose in being true to existence itself. There are many who are living in the lie and the delusion of it all. And they build buildings and they do things and they influence masses of people. And so the call for us is to rise wherever we are, to rise in the integrity of our own authenticity under the authority and the fulfillment of the laws that govern us, so that we are a glory unto the whole. And when it comes time to leave, we have not died. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.